I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show will be jam-packed with information as usual. We'll be talking about our extraterrestrial heritage in some detail, some positive info regarding the COVID-19 situation, and sort of an update from the ET Yoga perspective. And as well, we'll be touching upon some new aspects from the Mandela Effect, and something a little bit new for ET Yoga, because there'll actually be some predictions for upcoming things over the next 3 months. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga, or mantra repetition, which will be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Hari.
Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari, Hari, Hari,
Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari, Hari, Hari,
Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari, Hari, Hari,
Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari, Hari,
Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari,
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om Hari
Om,
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
that was Sri Swami Satchidananda leading some Japa Yoga. He's one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. Sri Swami Satchidananda was the founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. And I'd like to, at this time, give my gratitude, thanks, and appreciation to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you. You're already making the optimum difference just by being you, and the world finds out about it when you're doing your passion. And I'd like to give a special hello to new listeners from New Smyrna Beach and Ormond Beach in DeLand, Florida, because I gave a workshop there this week, and hopefully we'll have some new listeners from that area. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical situation. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream media and big pharma as much as humanly possible. And although modern science does a great job in terms of trauma and emergencies, the so-called health coverage that people receive is, in my opinion, is far from satisfactory and something to be avoided, as well as the use of any big pharma. And for new listeners, you should also be aware that about, I guess it was two shows ago, you could look in the archives, and in the archives, actually, there was a program, and my main guest was Master Ming Tong Gu, who was one of the practitioners at a Beijing Qigong Center, which dealt with over 200,000 patients over a 10-year period with a 95% success rate, and they used no big pharma and no operations. So the cat's out of the bag on what's possible in terms of human health care. I'd like to start off the program tonight by getting into a little bit of ET Yoga's version of our extraterrestrial heritage. And in my opinion, our heritage comes from the Lyra constellation and Vega star system. And that's millions and millions of years ago was the birth of humans. And we also have other brothers and sisters that come from that area of the galaxy. And some of those were like the Sasquatch type, and the there is one branch of reptilians, not the Alpha Draconians. Also bird-like, aquatic, and not only human. So there were multiple species, actually, that had their origins in that area. And from all of the extraterrestrial information that I have cross-referenced over the course of the last four decades, there has been only one source of information that talks about how that human, first human, came about, and that comes from Jalala Star from the night. Burian Council, and according to their information, actually there were two groups, the felines and the carrions, that actually came here from another galaxy, as Prime Creator brought them to this galaxy, and it was the mixing of the felines and a primate at that time that resulted in the first humans. And the carrions mixed with the first primates, and it was the start of the reptilians, specifically Alpha Draconian reptilians. And historically, what happened apparently was that the Draconians developed space travel and found the human civilization very peaceful and didn't even really have, you know, weapon systems. There was some misunderstanding, and the Dracos eventually blew up two or three of the planets with humans on it, and the humans fled to different parts of the galaxy, and thus we spread out all over the place, in particular the Pleiades, etc. And this sort of polarity in the universe between the humans and the Dracos has kind of been a long-standing battle. Now, with the discovery of the Sumerian tablets and Zechariah Sitchin's work, many people got the impression that it was the Anunnaki that created humans, which is, in my opinion, not so. They certainly had a big hand in manipulating human DNA with primates of the time, and were instrumental in creating the modern version of Homo sapiens. And many of these Anunnaki were the giants, and it's really shocking to me that there's been so many giant skeletons found all over the planet that this hasn't become part of mainstream education, but it appears in the education, even at the university level, that this isn't really discussed. And yet, there's proof all over the planet of the existence of giants. And it was these giants, or that have also been referred to as the Nephilim, that eventually did mix with humans, and the Anunnaki were eventually taken over by the Alpha Draconians. And it is the Alpha Draconians who, behind the scenes, have been in control of this planet for a long time. And it is the 13 families, Illuminati families, that are either have the bloodline or are actually hybrids of the Alpha Draconians. According to Simon Parks, when there's meetings of the 13 families, the head chair is an Alpha Draconian. And these, some of them are depicted as winged or dragon-looking-like. And by the way, if you take a tour of London and take a tour bus, so you can even go on your computer and take a tour bus of London, you can see the symbology all over the place, and the same at the Vatican. And so a lot of this is right in front of us, but I guess, you know, people don't really connect. So I think that it's worthwhile to note some of this extraterrestrial heritage, and probably the Pleiadians are the closest to us in terms of appearance, and the majority of probably the people at this time, I guess there about 70% of the people on the planet were right now were living in the Atlantean times, and Mu, which preceded the Atlantean times, was fifth dimensional. Atlantis was fourth dimensional, and then we descended to third dimensional. And the contact between the Pleiadians and Billy Meyer, and I think that most of the people back from Atlantean times are probably descendants of Pleiadian or Andromedan. If you throw in the Sirian and Arcturian, probably the majority of the people on this planet had previous lifetimes on those planets. And the first planet that you are incarnated on in this galaxy, that is your star family. And the first book that I came across that mentioned about the Lyra constellation and Vega star system was the book called UFO from the Pleiades, which describes a contact between Billy Meyer and a Pleiadian named Semjazi. And some interesting information about Semjazi. Apparently, Semjazi is kind of a family member of Jesus, who at one during one incarnation was Pleiadian. And interesting to note that one of my favorite authors and channelers is Barbara Marciniak, whose book Bringers of the Dawn I always refer to as one of the classic books. If you want to start off learning about ETs, there's a good way. The good way to start is Bringers of the Dawn, and it's a free download on the internet if you check it out. And Barbara Marciniak actually channels Semjazi as well. And this connection with Jesus is also interesting too, because what most people don't realize in North America, because there's always been kind of this theoretical split between the religious people in traditional religion and those who were involved with yoga or the yogis. And, of course, if you really know what the word yoga means, it means union. It means union of you and your higher self. And people in the Western world mostly identify with yoga as being the hatha yoga, or one branch of yoga, which centers around the postures, which are called asanas, and the breathing exercises called pranayams, and the cleansing exercises called kriyas. And this connection here between the Pleiadian teachings and actually in Self-Realization Fellowship, which was taught by Paramahansa Yogananda, another one of my teachers, in their self-realization line of gurus, goes like this: Babaji, Christ, Lahira Mahasaya, Sri Yukteswar, and then Paramahansa Yogananda. So, you know, it's really kind of funny that a lot of people in traditional religions are not aware of that. And I think it's quite relevant. In fact, during one of Paramahansa Yogananda's private sessions with his students, he revealed the secret that was given to him, that according to him, the three wise men that first helped to introduce Jesus into this incarnation were Babaji, Lahira Mahasaya, and Sri Yukteswar. So I think that's some kind of new but kind of fascinating information. Now, in terms of current interactions with ETs, certainly the grays are playing a part. The grays are the small aliens with the blackish eyes, the big eyes, and are primarily involved with the abduction scenario, and millions of people have been abducted. And that's all about their actually, as I understand it, not so much extraterrestrial, but extra-dimensional. they're actually a future version of humans who eventually lost their ability to reproduce. And apparently there's only about 2,500 actual grays left. The rest are clones. They operate kind of in a hive mind and would be controlled by AI. And although apparently the reptilians publicly don't admit to it, apparently they're controlled by AI as well. And the whole idea of the abductions was to create a hybrid race because their race was dying out. So, and because we have compatible DNA, we were the likely target for the abduction. And as the story goes, deals were made between the Greys and the U.S. government back in the 1950s in a trade-off for technology for abductions of people, and that with the understanding that the people abducted would have their memories wiped and be returned to where they were abducted from. Eventually, there became problems associated with that. however, the Greys were successful in creating hybrid species. And apparently they created about six hybrid species, one of them being the Esasani, who Bashar, who is channeled by Daryl Anka, that's one of those hybrid species. And so thus, some information related to our current situation, where according to Kerry Cassidy at Project Camelot, there's about six different AI programs here vying for control of Earth, and one of them is from the Greys. I'd like to now share some information from Corey Good. If you're not familiar with Corey Good, he's been sort of claiming for a long time that he's involved with discussions with respect to extraterrestrials and what's happening on this planet. It's kind of a representative of Earth, and I don't accept everything that comes my way from his direction or David Wilcock, but they do work together. But I want to share with you some information of his that I think I do resonate with, and that is the optimal response to an uncertain future described by Corey Good is what's called the message. And the message is that everyday focus on becoming more service to others oriented, focus on being more loving, and focus on raising your vibrational consciousness level and to learn to forgive yourself and others, thus releasing karma. This will change the vibration of the planet, the shared consciousness of humanity, and change humanity one person at a time, even if that one person is yourself. And at a time of great change where global elites are finding refuge in remote locations amidst uncertainty over what the future holds for them, and extraterrestrials debate over whether to make contact, the choice is ours over what the future holds for us. We must remember that the power of love and forgiveness is opening up positive possibilities for us all, including that of a peaceful full disclosure of the secret space program and extraterrestrial alliances that can greatly expand and enrich human destiny. According to Good, he describes the Sphere Being Alliance as sixth to ninth density beings, or type three civilizations, according to the Kardashev scale, which have transformed relations between different secret space programs and extraterrestrial civilizations operating in our and adjacent solar systems. In addition to creating a frequency fence or quarantine around this solar system. The Sphere Being Alliance has helped a more ethically principled secret space program alliance achieve technological parity with less ethical space programs and extraterrestrial groups. All the inner Earth civilizations revere the Sphere Being Alliance as a very ancient race described as the Builders, who were responsible for creating the first civilizations on Earth and elsewhere in our solar system. Ancient builder technologies are dispersed all over the Earth and the solar system, and these mysterious technologies are highly sought after by different extraterrestrial groups. Intriguingly, Good says these inner Earth beings are descendants of humanity's future selves, a small group of whom time traveled into the distant past to maintain an optimal timeline. They did this to ensure that the draconian reptilians would not overtly take over the planet, thereby establishing a global tyranny. And obviously what they're trying to achieve now, as well as put humanity in fear and throw a wrench in the ascension process for many. I also highly recommend you watch Stargate SG-1, which is like a disclosure film, and even Alex Collier, Andromedan contactee, recommends it as it contains so many relevant concepts that we're experiencing today. Good also identified a group of entities called the Sentinels, who are custodians of still-functional ancient builder race technologies, i.e. Stargates, that are up to 2 billion years old. Other information that resonates with me is that the Mayans spent thousands of years on Earth before returning to their home. All the Mayan purebloods returned back to their home world and left behind those who have mixed blood. And this group is currently the native Mayan populations found in Central Americas. And this parallels the traditions of many indigenous peoples, including the native Hawaiians, who believe that they are descended from travelers from star systems such as the Pleiades, who visited, started a civilization, and then mysteriously left. There are approximately 60 human-like extraterrestrial groups involved with 22 genetic programs that have been run for approximately 500,000 years on Earth, and Good says that these genetic experiments have now been disbanded and that after the next solar flash event, humanity will take on full responsibility for its own evolution. And I'd say hurrah to that. Also, I'd like to share with you a Pleiadian message that was communicated during the energy blackout on May 26th. And they say that the frames of time and events on Earth were literally reset again by light forces, further aligning planet Earth and its beings with the new Earth crystalline diamond grid. These dimensional shifts are being intelligently orchestrated by benevolent star beings working to assist planet Earth in its next stage of evolution. What is a timeline shift and why does it show up in the energy around planet Earth? A timeline shift is a literal temporary state where the universe reverts back to a quantum zero time and zero matter state. Human-level consciousnesses usually have no awareness or recollection of these timeline shifts. However, very aware beings notice that something shifted and changed and that reality was reset. If you look very close at your reality after one of these resets, material things now exist that never existed before, or a thing that you remember existing now never happened. These blackout areas in the space-time field are a literal switching off of the universe and back on again. And these brief timeline shifts are quick, dimensional, on and offs for the purpose of slowly stabilizing the new 5D energy around the planet. It can be a bit perplexing to wrap your mind around this, but it is a very real phenomena that billions of people notice. And the Mandela effect attempts to illustrate these radical timeline anomalies. These resets are positive and are required to shift from one dimension up to a faster vibrating one. The new 5D gamma timeline is 100% locked into place for the future of this planet, and the outcome is known. Light forces have said this latest Earth timeline reset is part of what they call Operation Masterpiece and will serve several positive functions over the next 3 Earth months, and that would be from May 26th, for the citizens of humanity. One, to help bring the new 5D Earth systems online after the traumatic 3D systems failure of the past 3 Earth months, to now allow the new energy of freedom and truth to become the dominant energy among Earth civilization, and to usher in the final energy required for the grand event culmination 2020, which all intel says will occur near the end of this year. Be still and know who you truly are. Meditate daily, and you shall be full of light. Simply be the higher being you already are, being this is your legacy. Understand, the cure for all things is nature. Eat and drink only from its table. Be in the golden sun. Breathe its air. Swim in its waters. Lay your body on the earth. The highest Pleiadian teaching is this: only vibrate high. This is how you ascend to the top of the universe. Remember, a thing only exists when you focus on it too much. This also means the things you accept focusing on cease to be. I'm going to repeat that one. This also means the things you aren't focusing on cease to be. This is a quantum physics 101. So what do you wish to manifest? Give your energy to what you're for rather than what you're against, and realize that you are a sovereign being and there is no being higher than you in all universes. Nice message that is actually called it's called Pleiadian Light Forces Transmission, that was given on May 27, 2020. I might also expand upon this Mandela effect, because in my view, it's a critical component, because what the Mandela effect shows us is related to the whole ascension process. So if you're not familiar with the Mandela effect, usually there's some examples such as some people grew up and said it was the Berenstain Bears, and others say it was the Berenstain Bears. That's just one simple little example. But it was all centered around the whole lifetime of the Mandela. And apparently that he died in the old timeline, but in the new timeline, he lived about 30 years later. So the people from the old time remember him dying in prison, but in the new timeline, he didn't. And so from the perspective of the old timeline, they can't wrap their head around how this could be. And if you're from the new timeline, there's only one way it was. And both viewpoints are correct, because what the Mandela effect is a merging of two timelines, with the dominant one being this timeline, the one we're in right now. And if you want a couple other stark examples of this, just to see if you will have a Mandela effect experience, I suggest you go on your internet and check out Carl Sagan and his video, Our Place in the Universe. And you'll notice Carl Sagan describing the Earth as being on the outer edge of the Milky Way galaxy. But in point of fact, we are not, in this timeline, on the edge of the Milky Way galaxy. We're like 100 million light years from there on a Sagittarius arm of the Milky Way galaxy. So how do you reconcile this discrepancy? Is because Carl Sagan's video is just a remnant from the old timeline, but at least it's proof that the old timeline existed. And in the new timeline, this is actually a different Earth. And obviously consciousness was shifted from one timeline to the other. And another stark example of this, if you're from the old timeline, is you can look at a globe and look at South America, and you'll see it's about 1,900 miles east of where it was in the old timeline. And there are other anomalies, too, the position of New Zealand, and there's a number of other anomalies on the geographics of the two Earths. And they are two separate Earths. But what this shows is that if you're aware of this, what you start to realize is that there has been a shift and an amalgamation of two timelines. And so what's happening is what I call, there's an osmosis, which is a collecting of timelines, and then there's going to be a mitosis, or a splitting of the timelines. And the splitting of the timelines will be, one timeline will lead to transhumanism and tyranny, and the other timeline leads to freedom and ascension. So that's the big relevance of the Mandela effect. And I might point out, too, that in giving sort of a recap on what's going down with this coronavirus situation, that ET Yoga has kind of a different spin on this from what you'd read in mainstream news. In my opinion, this is a nanobot AI infection. And obviously, face masks are irrelevant because nanobot would go through your face mask kind of like sand through a chain link fence. And as well, this particular, you can call it COVID-19, it calls itself proto-molecule COVID-19, is programmed to attack fear. And fear is also represented by shutting down of the immune system, because when you're in fear, your energy goes to fight or flight and to your extremities, and your care of the body becomes a secondary priority. So people with compromised immune systems also reflect the characteristics of being in fear. And that's one of the reasons why the majority of the people who have died from this have been have had underlying conditions and probably didn't even die of the COVID, but between a combination of things that did result in their death. The idea here being that this is connected to AI, and the spread of this doesn't have a single footprint. It can be spread through inoculation, vaccines. It can be spread through sprays. It was probably spread through the jet stream originally. It was spread through 5G. There's multiple ways that this spreads, and there's no single footprint, which makes it quite confusing, as well as there's a woman called Celeste Salome who claims that actually it's has a hollow interior, this nano, and you can put whatever payload you want inside, like SARS or HIV. And this is a quite of a perplexing and confusing situation for most humans, as well as science, because we've never experienced, you'd have to be an expert in nanotechnology to really get this and understand it. But as I understand it, it can also be turned off and on from a single source. So it's basically a frequency. And in my opinion, the frequency can be passed on, through your television, through your iPhone, as well as some of the other methods. In fact, in Bringers of the Dawn, back in the 1970s, Barbara Marciniak said from the Pleiadians that we recommend strongly you get rid of your television sets because they're the primary tool used to manipulate your consciousness on a day-to-day basis, and this experiment is so finely tuned that you respond subliminally to disease via the television. So there's an entire generation that is killing itself by watching television and supporting the medical society while they are doing it. And, I think that this is really, really important stuff here because here we are we're really in a battle with AI for control of this planet, and yet we're addicted to the tools that the AI uses. I mean, people have become so attached to their cell phones they can hardly lay them down. And it's gotten to the point of ridiculous because, the idea here would be to only use the new technology as little as humanly possible. That would be the best advice I could give. Personally, I threw my television out a long time ago, and I don't have a cell phone either. And I'm going to read to you a patent that on monitors, like when they came out with digital TV, certain monitors can emit electromagnetic field pulses that excite a sensory resonance in a nearby subject through image pulses that are so weak as to be subliminal. This is unfortunate since it opens a way for mischievous application of the invention, whereby people are exposed unknowingly to manipulation of their nervous systems for someone else's purposes. Such application would be unethical and is, of course, not advocated. It is mentioned here in order to alert the public to the possibility of covert abuse that may occur while being online or while watching TV, a video, or a DVD. So there's actually a patent. I might also add, in terms of giving you a quick update, I've received information that some of these nanoparticles are also being spread through face masks, especially those with the wires across the nose, and also in the testing programs. And according to Celeste Salome, that during the testing, either through saliva, the prick, or the blood, you are being injected through this testing with hydrogel quantum dot. And I think this is definitely something that people need to be aware of. I'd like to further amplify what the Pleiadians mention, sometimes liberating information is broadcast and perhaps even a New Age show. However, you may watch such a television show about how uplifted and unlimited you can be while subliminally you are being hit with a frequency that keeps you from original thinking. This subliminal keeps you immobilized and holds you in a survive, arrive, go on time, be on time, be silent, go to work society. Television also promotes inactivity and a sedentary, obese life. Look around you. Wake up, humans. Most of the subliminals on television are done through technology that was developed in conjunction with off-planetary beings. The use of subliminals to upset human consciousness has become a worldwide program. If you think about the houses that have 2, 3, and 4 televisions in them, you must agree that this has been a very successful marketing program. And some people who know about the subliminals on television feel they are immune to them. However, the effects of television are so permeating that no matter how clear you say you're going to be, you cannot counterbalance what the technology is presently doing to your vibrational frequency. As a matter of fact, if you really want to evolve, do not read your newspapers, do not listen to the radio, do not watch television. If you are able to be media-free for periods of time and you disengage yourself from the frequency of chaos and anxiety and stress and hustle, bustle, and temptations of all kinds that you don't need, you begin to get clear and you begin to listen to what is going on inside of yourself and to live in the world and not necessarily be lost in it. You become clear. We cannot emphasize this enough. Electronics also jam your frequency. Plus, as we have said, many of them are designed to create static so that you'll always stay at a certain vibratory rate, turning you into safe, harmless, inactive cattle. So that was from Barbara Marciniak, Bringers of the Dawn. I might also add that there's a really interesting video at Project Camelot from Don Lester and David Parker, and it's called The Cause of Disease. And they state that the cause of disease is either from poor nutrition, toxicity, emotional stress, or electromagnetic frequency. And that definitely is in line with what I'm saying about this COVID-19 being a frequency. And as well, at my website at etyoga.com, there's a free download there. You go to the main page. There's a shop button. You hit the shop button. Takes you to things that are available there for sale, and one of the first things you'll notice at the top of the page is a free download called Root Cause of Disease. And I know someone recently was telling me about that inflammation was the root cause of disease. My opinion, no, inflammation is a symptom, not a cause, albeit that inflammation is present when disease is present. And apparently the secret space program doesn't want downtime for its astronauts. And they discovered that there's a product called alpha-2 macroglobulin, which is available actually online. So you can order it online. It's a little bit pricey. But what they noticed was that if the human body is free of inflammation, it's capable of curing itself from anything. So that would be my opinion about that. And at my free download, there's about 9 concepts that you have to understand if you really want to understand the totality of human disease, which is all emotional and connected to emotion. I'd like to also mention as an update on the situation on the planet that 2 states now in the United States have, their governors have stated that they would make vaccines mandatory. One's Massachusetts and one's Virginia. And Florida has actually has passed a executive order that makes it possible, at least gives the governor the right to do that should he so desire. And what gives these governors the right to make those determinations is beyond me. And as well, you may also note that in Australia now, they're locked down. They've told their population that the vaccines will be mandatory, as well as Denmark and the United Kingdom. And at the moment, there's also some lockdowns in New Zealand. So there are certainly some really extreme governments that are running tests up the flagpole. You might also want to check out Alfred Weber, That's W-E-B-R-E. The website at http://www.peaceinspace.org. That's http://www.peaceinspace.org. Because they're putting together under the International Criminal Code, you can become a plaintiff in a national court of 118 nations to investigate, prosecute, try, convict, sentence, and render restorative justice to perpetrators against the public health, wellness, and well-being through the plausible deniability of 5G radiation, mass vaccinations, lockstep 2010 to 2020, COVID-19, pandemic 2020, and related activities. So if you'd like to become part of that effort to bring some justice and to protect human rights that according to the Geneva Convention that we all have the right not to be experimented on, and I don't know what else you could call an untested vaccine but an experiment on humanity. I'd like to also mention that at the end of the ET Yoga programs, I'd like to wish my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in closing, I'd like to share with you the Who Am I technique. This is a technique that came to me through Baba Ram Dass and subsequently an inner teaching from Sri Ramana Maharshi. Sri Ramana Maharshi used to use this technique and give it to his advanced disciples. It was called the Vichara, V-I-C-H-A-R-A. And basically the idea here is to get to the highest place you know how to be. It can be after your asanas, pranayams, and meditation, or any other way that you can get to the highest place you know how to get to, and put your full consciousness in the center of your forehead, and then you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or 10 times, whatever feels comfortable, kind of get an idea for it. Because when you ask the question, the answer will come. Of course, it's not an answer in this case, it's an experience. However, the idea is put your full consciousness in the center of your forehead, and then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part.